Howdy, folks, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris. This is show number 69, and I have a treat for you today. Not only do I have music, but I have an interview with a local. His name is Adam Wendler. We're going to play a whole lot of his music today off of his current album, Never Go Unknown. So without further ado, let's check out one of Adam's tracks.
Now before we jump in, we must know that it's sink or swim, and we can't change the past once it's done. And the darkest of sights are never wrong or right, even when the bright lights are all gone. We'll carry on. There's a weight on my feet that has grabbed hold of me. It pulls me deeper and deeper below. And the more I resist, the more it persists. As I'm falling, I want you to know I won't let go, I won't let go. I got a love that is blind in the deep water. I shut my eyes when I'm sinking, cause it calms my nerves. It's always darkest at the bottom and the pressure hurts. Oh, 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 oh. Our love is blind. Our love is blind. After all that I've said, I still have no regrets. After all that we've seen, we're still blind. If the bottom's the last place that we're meant to stay, there is still something out there to find. And I won't let go, I won't let go. I got a love that is blind in the deep water. I shut my eyes when I'm sinking, cause it calms my nerves. It's always darkest at the bottom and the pressure hurts. Oh, oh. Break me down. Nothing short of this could pull me under. Nothing less than this could break me down. I got a love that is blind in the deep water. I shut my eyes when I'm sinking, cause it calms my nerves. It's always darkest at the bottom and the pressure hurts. Oh, 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 oh. I got a love that is blind in the deep water. I shut my eyes when I'm sinking, cause it calms my nerves. It's always darkest at the bottom and the pressure hurts. Oh, 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 oh. Our love is blind. Yeah, 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 our love is blind.
So as I said before the track, that's from Adam Wendler's new album, Never Go Unknown. That is the first track on the album. It is called Deep Water. I was treated to the album before the release. Siegfried Meyer of Beach Road Studios, who did all the recording and mastering for this album, sent me a copy ahead of time so I'd have a good chance to listen to it. And this song is a bit of an earworm for me. I've had it stuck in my head off and on since I started listening to it. It's an incredibly catchy tune. I can't find a single flaw with this particular track. Adam's got a great, unique voice, and I'm hoping you guys enjoyed that track as much as I've been enjoying it over the last couple of weeks. So anyways, why don't we go see what Adam had to say in the interview today, and then we'll get some more music. Yeah, so let's talk with Adam. So how did you get started playing music?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 15, just because my mom actually just bought a guitar for the family. And then I had a couple friends that already played, so just basically started jamming with them. And then that eventually turned into my first band the Fermented Oranges.
And how long did that group last? And do you remember everybody that was in it?
Yeah. I mean, we're still, whenever I'm back in Canada and in Goderich area, we'll play shows. Like, we just played one a couple months ago. So I don't know. We would have started like officially probably when I was like 18 or so, and I'm 25 now.
And what?
So like 7 years.
What kind of music did you guys play?
Oh, we did 3 different albums, and I guess, yeah, I don't really know exactly what you'd call it. By the time we got to the 3rd album, it was definitely a lot more, like, rock, like, kind of classic rock sounding. But before that, there was some kind of late Chili Peppers kind of sound to it, and a whole bunch of genres, really, all together. A little bit of reggae rock stuff going on.
Well, if you're doing your own stuff, it's always fun to cover a bunch of different genres because then you appeal to more people.
Yeah. I think it was just finding ourselves, really. And until like now, I'm playing a lot more. I've been spent so much time with my acoustic guitar, being alone so much more, that I've got a much more distinctive kind of full finger style playing on most of the songs. Whereas before, I just didn't really know what I was after. Just any. Anything I learned to play, I just put it into use, hence multiple sounding genres.
Which is not a bad thing.
So No.
With the current album, when did you start writing music for it?
I'm pretty well always writing, but the oldest song on Never Go Unknown is Lovin' in the City from last summer. Other than that,
new album, do you have a favorite song off the new album?
I can't say I do. No, I like all of them.
I just lost my headphones.
I can't say I do. No, I like all of them for different reasons. It kind of just depends. I mean, obviously, it's a pretty well-rounded album in that none of the songs really sound completely the same. So it's like whatever mood I'm in, I have a different favorite.
Do you have a favorite one that you like playing the most, or that? Yeah, if you're in a good mood, it's the one you might noodle around and play with while you've got the guitar out.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I like doing the picking bit in Deep Water. That's pretty fun. But again, it really depends. Like today, I was just playing on the street in Mauer Park here in Berlin, and I find in a crowd like that, maybe you want, like, I'd like to play like Born a Traveling Man or something that's a little bit more faster and upbeat. And then if I'm in a smoky cafe, start off playing the slower picking songs like Play for Keeps or Follow Me Down. So it depends on the setting.
Deepwater is definitely a very catchy tune because I think I had it stuck in my head for an entire week.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good thing. You know, you earwormed me and it stuck with me for a while. Do you plan on starting music for another album anytime soon?
Yeah, I've already started. I'm writing all the time. So, yeah, just began a new song, actually, last night. But, I mean, by the time I actually get to recording the album, I could have a whole different track list by then, you know? I'm writing all the time.
You end up with too many songs and you have to narrow it down, or do you just pick out the ones that you really like?
Yeah, well for the case of doing this album, of doing Never Go Unknown, I actually had a whole different track list than it is now. The only one that lasted was Lovin' in the City. So, yeah, I guess it's just whatever songs I feel are the best at that point. And once I started talking to Siegfried, once we planned and decided we were going to do the album, I was so excited that I was doing an album with him that I just kept writing and the songs got even better. And then we were originally just going to have 10 tracks, but we ended up with 17, so
it's not a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing.
And would you go back and record at Beach Road Studios again?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I got on really well with Sig, and yeah, I think of him as a pretty good friend now. So I'd definitely love to go back there and do another record.
What was the best part about recording up at Beach Road?
Well, I think it, just working with Sig, really. Like, it was more his presence and, you know, his knowledge. Like, I'd be learning new stuff constantly because I'm not super inept with how the gear works and all the actual production standpoint of making a record. So he's just a wealth of knowledge. So just hanging out with him and seeing what he does, it's probably my favorite part.
So you get to learn new stuff, which is always fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And just hang out and see it all come together.
So I think we're going to insert another one of Adam's tracks here next. So I think we're going to play the longest existing track from that album, the one that stuck around for the entire creative process.
I opened up my eyes and came to a decision. I'm gonna start a brand new day. I'm packing up my bags and heading to the new land. I'm gonna find a place to stay. Oh, so many colors, and oh, so many people. Oh, so many things I do and say. All I want is joy, but all I get is pity, given to me in the worst kind of way. There's no time for loving in the city. No time today. There's no
give any advice to somebody who's new and just getting into the field and starting to write, what would it be?
Probably just anytime you have any idea or any melody in your head, write it down and record it right away, because you'll forget it. Like for me, it's always normally first thing in the morning, like is when I get a good melody. Like I'll just wake up and then maybe have a coffee and grab the guitar, and that's usually the birth of a song. But I think you have to get yourself in a comfortable place where it's conducive to that sort of creativity. Because if I'm with a whole bunch of people and it's really busy and loud and I don't feel like I can properly let out my emotions, then I don't end up writing. But if I'm in a quiet spot where I have privacy and I can just let it flow, then yeah, that seems to work best for me.
And I know you've done a fair bit of touring over in Europe. Where's your favorite place to gig? Do you prefer clubs? Do you prefer just out busking on the street?
Well, with this album, and considering the fact that I'm just a solo guy with an acoustic guitar at the moment, I love the cafes. Like, I played at 2 nights ago, played at a cafe, and it was great, and everybody just gave full attention. They were all sitting there. It was more like a concert than a pub gig.
So if you were to give advice to somebody who was, like, trying to learn guitar like me, what advice other than maybe consistent practicing would you give them?
Oh, well, I think when you're first starting, it's important to learn what you like. Because with any instrument, you always hear about people that got put into lessons when they were young, and all the songs they were playing, they didn't really care about, mm-hmm. and they ended up quitting. So I think it's important to just find a song that you like or any music that you actually listen to, and then learn how to play it, because then it'll feel a lot more rewarding when you actually get it, you know. Because you have to enjoy what you're doing. That's the main thing, because obviously it takes a lot of practice, and who wants to sit there and practice when they're not enjoying it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's key, and then, yeah, consistent practice.
So I'm guessing you never got shoved into lessons you didn't like as a child?
No, I didn't actually take any lessons, so it was I learned guitar kind of from, like, had help from friends and stuff, but never any formal lessons. But, yeah, so I just started off learning, like, pretty simple Blink-182 songs and stuff, because that was, like, my favorite band at the time. And then you learn how to play a little riff from it, and you're stoked, because it's like, oh, yeah, I love this song, and I can play it. And, yeah, and you just keep going.
Do you ever do, like, cover songs while you're out busking or playing gigs?
Now I'm not doing it so much when I'm playing gigs now. I have, though. And whenever we played with the band, because we'd be playing, like, 4-hour sets in the pub, so you kind of buffer it out with some, you know, covers people can dance to. And when I'm on the street, if I'm playing for, you know, multiple hours, I'll whip some out just to keep it interesting for me.
Now, when you play a cover, do you try to stick to the original music, or do you put your own twist on it?
Definitely my own twist, for sure. I think it's inevitable, really. It might not be totally different, but it's always, I'd rather it be more original sounding, more like my own.
Would you ever take a gig if it was just they wanted you to do covers of a particular genre or an era? They didn't want your originals?
No. Well, I mean, I've played some gigs kind of like that, but I still do play some originals in there. At this point now, though, I'm not so interested in that. Like, I played a couple weddings or a wedding recently, and they had a couple songs that they wanted me to play, and I'm like, yeah, for sure. Then also pepper in my own stuff. But at this point now, I'm just really trying to promote this album and play and be selective with where I take gigs, in that it's in places where people want to hear new music, you know? So that's what I'm going for now, trying to veer away from the covers.
Which is never a bad thing to do. And
yeah.
I've listened to the whole album, like, so many times that I know quite a few of the songs fairly well now. If I was only to play one song off the album, I'd probably end up playing Deep Water a whole lot.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're going to... I won a radio contest over here in Berlin with my song The Flame from the last album.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we get with that is it's like a digital distribution company that's affiliated with Universal Records called Spin Up.
Yep.
And so one of the things they're doing is taking one song of my choice off of this album and then adding it to a Spotify playlist, just connected to Universal.
Nice.
So the song that we've chosen is Deep Water. And so I think that's a good first single to kind of get it. And it's also number one on, like, the first track on the album. So in all the, on Bandcamp or SoundCloud or our website, anything like that, it's the first song to play all the time. So I think it makes sense. It's catchy. It's got all the elements.
It's definitely catchy.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so.
Well, I didn't find a single track on the album that I didn't like, so... you've done a good job, and Siegfried's done a great job getting it all mixed and mastered and all together as an album with you.
Yeah, it was great, and working with him was just really good because we were totally on the same page with everything. Like, I'd have some idea for how the percussion should go, and we'd pretty much always agree. And same with every instrument. Because I think it's a big danger when you're doing an album in a studio setting like that, is that you can literally add anything you want. You know, you can make it like so massive and there's unlimited options. So I think it's really important to try to, you know, less is more a lot of the time too. So I wanted to focus a lot more on having, keeping it like an acoustic sound to most of the songs, and then adding more vocal parts to kind of buffer it up. So there's a lot of like oohs and ahs and harmonies and octaves and things like that, which gives it a more, and some Rhodes piano also, which is kind of closer to an acoustic sound.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what we were going for. Cause whenever I'm playing live at this point, I'm just by myself with a guitar. So I wanted to be able to do justice to all the songs solo.
Now, I heard that you had gotten somebody else in to do some of the vocal harmonies with you when you were recording?
Dean Reynolds, who plays bass with Fermented Oranges whenever I'm back in Canada, he sang on, what is it, like 5 songs, I think? And then Sig sang on a few of them also. And we had Morgan Lander from Kitty on track 11, Follow Me Down.
Good choice. She's got a good voice.
Especially considering she's normally, more into screaming with Kitty.
Yep.
Yeah, her singing voice is phenomenal. So I don't think it could have turned out better.
And amazingly, I haven't played Kitty on my show yet because I don't have any of their music.
Oh, yeah?
I played a lot of Stratford groups, but not them.
I do a little contrast, Follow Me Down, and then a really heavy Kitty song.
Word of mouth is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I mean, like nowadays, even Spotify playlists and all that, that's kind of how people are getting known. It's just, it's all connected and linked together somehow or other. So every bit helps for sure. Especially for me right now. I just spent all these months in the studio making this album. Now it's, okay, how do we share this, you know?
Yep. How many months did it take to record the entire album?
I think we started it in March, like officially. Like we had like put the wheels in motion and started doing some demos before that, just to get to send it off to Matt Berry, who played the drums on it to start. So I guess what's that, March? Like 4 months or so.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean we were pulling 12-13 hour days for the whole last month, pretty much. And then Sig, of course, would do even more when it came to the mixing. And and then there wasn't that many revisions, really, though. Like, there's a couple of parts, like actually in Deep Water, I remember I went back and sang the second verse because I wanted it to be more intense. But most of it we were able to, I had played through the songs so much on my own that kind of had a pretty clear idea of how I wanted them to sound. So we did motor through it pretty quickly, considering.
Would you ever go back and re-record anything from the previous album?
I had often actually thought with the first 3 Fermented Oranges albums, especially the first one, because we could hardly play back then, and my singing was mostly just like talking. But I think some of the songs are actually quite good, so I've often pondered going back and re-recording the first couple Fermented Oranges albums. But I don't think I would change anything in the first Adam Wendler record or this one. Pretty content.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to change anything from the current album.
Yeah, I think it literally turned out perfect. Like, and I listened to those songs, I don't know how much. Every night, Sig would bring me a new disc, and then I'd listen through them on repeat and then just get any ideas of what needs to be added or changed or done. So until, we're just perfectly happy with it. And it's at that point now.
So I'm guessing you'd recommend other musicians go record at Beach Road with Sig?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I think the biggest thing for me is having a good connection and getting along well with the producer, because we spend so much time together, and like, I wouldn't want to be working with someone who I don't feel open enough to speak my opinion about a song. You know, like if I don't like something, I want to just be able to say it. You have to be able to if you want to make the album how you want it. Yeah. And with Sick, it was totally like that for me. So I'm not sure, maybe some people wouldn't feel that way, I don't know, but I definitely think Sig's like a wealth of knowledge, incredibly good at what he does, and his studio is just top shelf. Beautiful.
Yeah, he has put a few pictures up, and I'm like, wow, this place looks amazing. I would love to get a tour, because just it looks so great, and I've heard so many great things about people going up and recording there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, for me, because a lot of the time bands will go and will stay there because he has like a band house out back. So if a band comes from Los Angeles or something, they'll just stay there throughout the duration of recording. But for me, because I'm from Goderich, so I would just drive back and forth. But it's a great atmosphere because I could, you know, I'd stay there the odd night if we had a few beers or something, and just a real homey, friendly spot to be. So, yeah, I definitely recommend it to anybody and everyone.
I'm sure Sig appreciates that.
Yeah, I was telling him we should try to get Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters to go over for a Sonic Highway episode. Yeah, just call up Dave and see if he's keen.
You never know.
Yeah.
Worst he's going to do is say no thanks.
Yeah. And Sig's, yeah, I mean, he's got a few connections and knows some people just from being in the business. But yeah, it was a really cool opportunity for me working with him, that's for sure.
Well, he had nothing but great things to say about you and your album, so it sounds like it was a pretty mutual good experience.
Yeah. So we look forward to more records to come in the future. Like, ideally, I want to put out like a record every year, one a year or so.
Well, feel free to send them my way every time you get a new one. I'd be happy to play stuff off of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, I really appreciate your time. And I will definitely send you the links for when I get my show up with all of this wonderful chit-chat in it. And I'm not sure how many tracks I'll play or if I'm just going to have it a quick show dedicated just to this album and talk about what I like about the album and include snippets throughout the show from the interview. But I will definitely send you links that you guys can absolutely share on Facebook or wherever.
Yeah, we'd love to. Yeah, I really appreciate you doing that. And I'm glad you like the album.
Looking forward to the next one already.
Yeah. Well, within a year, hopefully, or in a year. That's the idea.
Tour, write, and then back to Canada to record.
Yeah. Well, I do most of my writing tends to be in Canada too. Like I'll write all the time here, but usually the best stuff comes out back in Goderich.
Oh, that's a lovely setting to be writing in.
Yeah, that's what I think. Seems to work anyways.
Well, you got the beach right there and there's some nice hiking trails and
I don't know, I've got all my really close friends there and just good atmosphere.
Well, look forward to you back in Canada and writing, and maybe I'll run into you in Goderich one day while I'm up visiting family.
Definitely. Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much for the interview, and we look forward to checking out the links.
I'll make sure you get them.
Cool. All right. We'll talk to you later then.
Have a good night.
All right. You too. Ciao.
So I hope you enjoyed my little chat there with Adam, and we're going to give you one more track, I think, to round out the night. And hopefully, if you've been keeping up with things, you'll know that in about 2 weeks' time, which is a little under 2 weeks from the time I'm recording this, I am taking over the Bugcast for the night. Dave and Carolyn are getting ready for the pub crawl. So there'll be links on the show notes for this show for the Bugcast. It's really easy to get over to their webpage. It's thebugcast.org, and click on the Listen Live Friday Night. You can do that. That would be about 4:30 Eastern Time. It's the last Friday of the month. I'm taking over the show. Going to have ourselves a little Canadian invasion on the UK show and have a lot of fun. So we're going to wrap today's show up with one last Adam track. Thank you so much, Adam, for your time today. Thank you, Siegfried from Beach Road Studios, for making sure I got this album ahead of time. It's been fantastic. I'm really enjoying the whole thing. I can't find a single thing I don't like with the entire album. Adam's definitely got a very distinctive voice, and you know it's his music when you listen. Hope you have a great rest of your tour over in Germany. Thank you, Flo, for everything you do for Adam and helping him with all of his stuff. And as always, feedback's appreciated for this show. You can always send that in, chris@insomniaradio.net. That's the email. You can follow us over on Twitter, IR_Canada. And if you're a musician, feel free to send me your stuff. I will definitely give it a listen. And if I like it, I'll even play it. So have a great day, y'all. And we'll catch you at the next show. Ciao.
I was walking on the sunshine, baby, but I fell right through the clouds. I was walking on the sunshine, baby, but I fell right through the clouds. I was falling faster and faster, further away from what I know. The deepest depths of my regrets take me somewhere I don't go. So please me, honey, appease me, honey. Just do what you do, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when I've been feeling blue. And no matter what the weather, in winter, summer, spring or fall, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when you do anything at all. I was walking on the main street and I was feeling so let down. And there was smoke blowing all around me and cigarette butts on the ground. There were people having a good time with their party faces on. I felt out of place in that lonely space. I didn't know where I belong. So please me, honey, appease me, honey. Just do what you do, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when I've been feeling blue. And no matter what the weather, in winter, summer, spring or fall, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when you do anything at all. From something I don't know. I guess it was just that time again when you don't know where to go. 'Cause I was walking on the sunshine, baby, but I stepped onto a cloud. I fell right through it and I'm still falling. Don't you let me hit the ground. And please me, honey, appease me, honey. Just do what you do, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when I've been feeling blue. And no matter what the weather, in winter, summer, spring or fall, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when you do anything at all. So please me, honey, appease me, honey. What you do, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when I've been feeling blue. And no matter what the weather, in winter, summer, spring or fall, 'cause you know how to make me feel better when you do anything at all. You know how to make me feel better. when you do anything at all.